As you all know, he's already had two bipartisan congressional meetings on infrastructure in the Oval Office, and he plans to continue speaking with leaders from both sides of the aisle to get their input, either on the phone this week or when they return. He looks forward to welcoming members to the Oval Office again. And this work is being supported, of course, by the Jobs Cabinet. Many of you may have seen members of the Jobs Cabinet out over the weekend speaking on your airwaves directly to the American people. And the Jobs Cabinet members have also been active in engaging with members of Congress on both sides of the aisle, and they will continue to play that role over the course of the coming weeks and months.